I know it was a tough loss. You hit a lot of threes tonight. That was kind of the key going in, and you were good in that part, but there's just no way you guys could stop Connor Van Cleve, and somehow they just went some other factors that Will wouldn't let you be able to stop him either.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew after the second game when we played them that they probably make it a focal point to go into the post more often than they did. And that kid's a monster, man. He's a big kid. And we didn't do a great job as far as, you know, making him go to the right. But, you know, when you're that big, you're that physical, it just it takes some big kids to step up and try to stop him. I thought we gave it all we could. We just couldn't make the plays. And, you know, we couldn't get him limited. You know, I think he scored about 30. So, you know, great job by Holcomb. I'm very proud of our kids. You know, they never gave up. They battled and battled. We just kind of, you know, caught them on the night, and they got us.
Well, I thought one of the keys also to slow Holcomb down was slowing down their guards. And Trey Gilbert and Michael Roth late in the game especially, but Gilbert, he's the one that really stepped up for him, and I thought that was big for their success, and he just had no answer for him either.
Well, I mean, to try to answer, I guess, but, you know, when you got to focus so much of your attention down on Connor and Kobe, it, you know, it leaves those guys open. It was no different from the second time we played them here. They just made more shots. You know, they had their open looks the last time we played them as well, but they just didn't make them. So we kind of knew that, you know, if we were going to try to focus on Connor, that that was going to leave some outside shots open. And even though we were focused on Connor, we just, you know, he's a great ball player. I mean, he'll be remembered for a long time because he's such a good kid, and he's a good ball player in multiple sports. So, you know, congratulations to them again.
Well, you got to be happy that you don't ever have to see him again.
I told him that when we walked through the line. Yeah, he's but like I said, you know, he's a great kid. He does it the right way. And all their kids are. You know, they're very well coached. They're very respectful. So, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, we lost and we finished the season. But again, I'm very proud of our guys because they just continue to battle all year long.
Absolutely. Once again, it's Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers lose a tough one here tonight, 65-51. But I thought another key for you guys tonight was having Kyle Keir get into foul trouble early on. And he's one of your better post defenders. And he takes a lot of pride in playing defense against some of those bigger guys. But he got into foul trouble, and that set the tone really for the defense down low tonight.
Yeah, you know, Kyle plays his heart out, and he, you know, battles bigger guys every single night. And he, for the most part, he does a great job. And tonight, unfortunately, he got a couple of cheap ones. You know, one, he gives up the and one on a foul that he probably shouldn't have been involved in. But, you know, so that one hurts. But, you know, he gets the second one, which is pretty cheap down low. And, you know, unfortunately, he had to go to the bench. And, you know, with the way that they're playing, there was just no way I could leave him in with two fouls. Because, you know, as much as they're going to throw it down there, it was just a matter of time, I thought. So, had to sit for a while, and, you know, he is, because he does take a lot of pride in playing defense down there, and he does a great job. You know, for being undersized in our league, which is just huge at this point in time, he did a great job all year long. You know, undersized, like I said, but, you know, just gets doubted and overlooked by people and just continues to show up every night.
Jess Stroman gave you a spark off the bench, and he gave you guys – kind of right at the end of the third quarter, the fighting chance for the Bank 10-3 that got you to within five and had the opportunity for the possession in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he did. You know, Jess has come a long ways, you know, from, you know, not getting a whole lot of time last year. And, you know, I talked to him, you know, right after the game and said that, you know, he definitely earned every single minute that he played. And he really came a long way and helped us. He became a different player over about the last month and a half. You know, really became more aggressive offensively. He's always going to hustle on defense and give you everything he has. You know that. But, you know, he was a little bit more offensive-minded, you know, later on as the year went. And, you know, couldn't be more proud of him.
Well, it comes to the end of the season. It's always kind of heartbreak. But you guys went down fighting 13-9. The five seniors in their career here, Justin Froh, Bo Hess, Kyle Keir, Drew Duff, and Jess Stroman. And they all gave you special moments this year. And I know this has been a kind of a special class for you as well, wrapping up your first year. But you've seen these kids for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, like we talked about, this was the first group that I ever got to teach when I moved to Scott City. And, you know, so I've been around them, you know, since they were in third grade, I guess. So, you know, I've seen them grow up, seen them, you know, throughout the highs and lows. And, you know, in the locker room, it's kind of a sad time when, you know, you look at them and it's going to be, they're all going to go their separate ways. And, you know, but those kids, they're great kids. They're great yes. students. They're great on and off the floor. They help, you know, the younger kids in the community. So they all have very bright futures ahead of them. And, you know, we're going to miss them. We're going to miss being around them. And it was a great group, you know, for me to step into and be able to work with them my first year. And, you know, I couldn't ask for a better group.
Well, thanks as always, Coach. We appreciate the time allowing access to your program all season long. It's been a fun run, but sometimes the fun runs have to come to an end. Unfortunately, it was tonight. Like I said earlier, thank you very much again, and we'll talk to you at golf season here in about a month.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Adam.